Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Gimel in Meseches Sukkah. We're going to pick up three lines from the bottom where the Gemara is going to continue an analysis of what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. We already had a few opinions on the Gemara above, on Beis Amud Beis. When exactly does Rabbi Yehuda say a Sukkah that is above 20 Amos is going to be kosher, while according to the Rabbanan it will be Puzzle. We had a few explanations on yesterday's daf, and the Gemara is going to analyze those positions, particularly through the last brisa that we had, and that was the story of Hilone Hamalka sitting in a sukkah that was higher than 20 amos. The Gemara will then discuss the minimum size of the sukkah in terms of its width, and that will be a large discussion that will take us through Gimel Amud Aleph. That will catapult our Gemara into a discussion as far as the smallest size, the smallest width of a room, not only for sukkah, but for the halachas of mezuzah, the chiyuv of building a fence on one's roof, a roof on top of what size room is chayiv to build a fence called a maika, the halachas of tumas negoyim, as well as what has the status of a home vis-a-vis redeeming arechoma, any other halachas that will take us in through Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara then will discuss halachas of Eruv. We've learned in Maseches Eruvin the requirement to make an Eruvei Chatzeros as well as a Shitufei Mevaos. And the Gemara will discuss those halachas all the way to the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, which will conclude with a discussion of a division of a estate by two partners and the smallest type of estate and the halachas of its division. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up where we had left off yesterday on Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. There was an opinion of one of the Amoraim, the opinion of Rabba, who said that if the walls don't reach the Schach, then we have the position of the Chachamim that holds that 20 Amos is already too tall of a Sukkah. However, if the wall reaches the Schach, in other words, they reach at a right angle, so then in such a case, then Shalat Ba'ena, the eye would notice the Schach even above 20 Amos. Says the Gemara, how do we reconcile that with the discussion that we had about Hilone Hamalka? Hilone Hamalka sat in a Sukkah that the Gemara and the Braisa alleges was Puzzle, because it was above 20 Amos. Says Gemara, that's beautiful. According to the opinion of Rabba, Bishleima Laman Damar, it's Shalom with the opinion of Rabba that we learned. Bishayim Defanos Magios Leschach. So then, Machlokis. There's a Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim when it doesn't reach. Darka Shalmalka Leisha Basuka Shayim Defanos Magios Leschach. That was the problem with Hilone Malka that was sitting in a Sukkah that was above 20 Amos, and the schach didn't meet on a right angle with the walls. Mishum Avira, the Gemara continues on Gimel Amud Aleph. And the reason why she would want such a setup is there's more air that comes in through the sukkah that doesn't have the schach reaching the walls. Elamand Amra Besukkah Ktana Machlokas. But according to the Mand Amra that says that the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan only applies to a narrow sukkah, and then the Rabbanan say that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is going to be puzzle, and Hilone Hamalka was sitting in a narrow sukkah, like many of the other Amoraim that we learned in yesterday's daf had alleged. V'chidarka shel Malka leishev b'sukkah ktana. Is it normal for a queen to sit in a small sukkah? Question mark. Mark continues three lines from the top. Amar Rabba bar Rava d'lo nitzrucha el sukkah ha'asuya kitanios. Kitanios. We're talking about a very, very particular type of sukkah. We're talking about a sukkah that has a small width, not because it was a small sukkah. It was actually quite a large sukkah, but it had independent rooms. And therefore, each room is reaching the schach, which is above 20 amos. And because each room has its own set of walls, as we learned yesterday, according to some of the Amoraim, for example, Rav Chanan bar Abba in the name of Rav, or Rav Huna in the name of Rav, then in such a case, in those small sukkahs, then the opinion of the Rabbanan is that the 20 amos, more than 20 amos, is going to be possible. The Gemara is still not happy with this. Asks the Gemara four lines from the Tafachi Darkish Shel Malka Leshev Besukkah Asiyah Kitunas Kitnios. Is it normal for a queen to sit in such a sukkah? Normally one would think that they would sit in a sprawling type of sukkah. We're talking about the rooms that were small. In other words, it was such a grand sukkah that they had very large, sprawling ballrooms. And Rashi explains that Hilana Magra herself, because she was Potter from Sukkah, because she was an Isha, was sitting in the smaller rooms. And what's then the Machlokis? Rabbanan Savar Banea Sukkah Ma'al Yehavi Yasvi, that her kids were sitting in a fine Sukkah. V'i Yasva Bikutonios, and she sat in the small Sukkah Mishum Tzniusa, because of Tzniusa, no problem. Mishum Hachi Lo Amar Lo Davar, and there was no need to object to her. Why? Because her kids were in the large sukkah that would be kosher, even according to the Rabbanan, if it's higher than 20 amas, because there the shade is being created by the schach. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Banea Gambavi Yasvi, that her kids were sitting next to her. Fafil Hachi Lo Amr La Davar, and they didn't say anything about it. Rabbi Yehuda assumed that's because a sukkah that's above 20 amas, even in a narrow place, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the halacha is, it's still going to be kosher. And that was the machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, that what exactly was the case of Hilani Amalka, and could Hilani Amalka be a proof that a sukkah that's above 20 amas, even a narrow sukkah, is going to be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda said, his kids were sitting in a narrow sukkah, and nevertheless, the chacham didn't say anything. The chacham of that time didn't object, because 20 amas is always going to be, above 20 amas will always be kosher, while the Rabbanan will say that above 20 amas will be kosher if it's a large, sprawling sukkah, but in the smaller rooms it will be possible. The kids sat in the boys sat in the sprawling rooms, where is no problem of above 20 amos, according to the Shita of Rav that we mentioned above, while according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be kosher even if they were sitting in a smaller room. Period. Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, the Mar continues about 11 lines in to Gimel Amar Aleph. Halacha tzricha shetei machzekes roishoi verubai v'shulchanim. We had a big discussion about the width of the sukkah. This is the minimal size for the breadth and width of a sukkah, which is 7 by 7 tfachim. Amar le Rabbi Abba Kiman, who are you going to follow? It seems ki Beis Shammai, that you seem to be following the opinion of Beis Shammai. We're going to have Bezer Hashem a Mishnah later on of Ches Amar Aleph, that Beis Shammai is going to say that you need to have Rosha Veruba Veshulchano inside of the Sukkah. However, Beis Hillel will disagree. According to Beis Hillel in that Mishnah, the Shulchan is not necessary to be inside of the Sukkah, as Rashi points out in Dibur HaMaschil Kibbeis Shammai. Amar Lei, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak responded back to Rabbi Abba, you're 100% right. Ela Keman, who else would it be following? Of course, it has to be following the Shita that's of Beis Shammai as opposed to Beis Hillel. That, of course, is quite notary, because then he's passing like the Shita of Beis Shammai. Igadamri, others say, had a different version. Rabbi Abba, Damelecha Mani, who are you quoting, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak? Amalei Beis Shammai. V'loi tazuz mina, it's Beis Shammai's psak, and nevertheless, we will not move from it. Maskif la Rav Nachman Bar Rav Yitzchak, mimayde Beis Shammai, u'Beis Hillel b'suka ketana pligi. How do we know Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about the size of a small sukkah? If you look at the Mishnah on Chaf Ches, the Mishnah just talks about whether you need the Shulchan to be the B'soch HaBayis. Therefore, maybe they're not talking about the B'soch HaSukkah or not. Could it be also, if the Sukkah is next to the house, could the Shulchan actually be in the house while he's sitting in the Sukkah? Beis Hillel says yes. Beis Shammai says no. How do you know that the argument is about how small the Sukkah can be? Dilma M'sikah G'dola Pligi. Maybe really they're arguing even in a large sukkah, and therefore the machlokes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel has nothing to do about the shear of the smallest sukkah. And what would the case be b'sukkah gedola? When would Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel be arguing? Ukigon de Yosef Apuma, he's sitting on the edge. Dematulsa v'shulchano b'soch habayis, that the table is in the house. Here the dematalta. Dimalalta, Dimtalta is the threshold. Kigon Yosef Apuma de Mitzalta, he's sitting on the threshold. Vishulchan Rabbisoch Habayis, and the Abel is inside the house. Maybe that's machlokes. The Beis Shammai says that we're afraid that the person is going to be dragged after the table, and he'll end up sitting not in the house. He'll end up sitting in the house because he'll be dragged after the shulchan, and for that reason, we make gzeira that the shulchan can never be in the house according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Zavri lo gazrina. And Beis Hillel says we don't make the gzeira. De Kanami, and this seems more correct. The Ketani, because the Mishnah there says Misha Yeroshev Ruba Basuka Veshulchan Beso Chabayis Beis Shammai Poisim Beis Hillel Machshir Vimisa Machzekes Veinim Machzekes Mi Boilei. If you hold, like we had earlier thought, that the issue is the size of the sukkah. Beis Shammai says that the size of the sukkah needs to include a table, and Beis Hillel says that it doesn't, so then the expression of the Mishnah should be that the sukkah is machzekes, it needs to hold a table. Ve'ena machzekes, while Beis Hillel says it doesn't. The fact that we use the Lashon of there was, Misha Haya, is mashma that we're not talking about the shear, but rather whether we make the gzeira shamish mashech achar shulchana. The Gemara continues, Ubisuka ketana lo pligi, and now, according to this approach, then we're learning that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not arguing about the shear of the smallest sukkah. Is that so, Vatanya? Didn't we learn a braisa, machzekes, rosh avurubo, v'shulchano ksheira? The Tanakhama is of the opinion that if you have a sukkah that holds the amount of space, that the width and the breadth that includes a shulchan, it's kosher. Rebbe Omer Achieheba Arba Amis Al Arba Amis. Rebbe is of the opinion that the sheer sukkah has to be 4x4 Amis. Vitanya Idach. Okay, so that's Shaitis Rebbe number one. Vitanya Idach, and we learned in another braisa, Rebbe Omer Kol Sukkah Sheinba Armas Al Arba Amis. Psula. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Rafilu Eina Machzekis Al Rosh Rubo Ksheira. The Chachamim hold the sheer is Rosho Virubo. The Gemara analyzes Vilu Shulchano Lo Ketani. There is no mention of the requirement according to the Rabbanan for it to hold his body. The table. Only the amount of space for him to be able to sit. But the requirement of a table is not mentioned. So now the Gemara asks Kashin Adadi. There seems to be a stira between the two braises within the shita of the Rabbanan. The Tanakhama of the first braisa mentions the requirement also to be machzik a shulchan, and the second braisa, the Kol Sachon, does not mention that requirement. El lav shmami no ha beis shamai ha beis hillel. There is now, says the Gemara, must be that there is a secondary machlokis as well, or a second machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We concluded that there most definitely is a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether we have a gzeira shema yimashech achar shulchano. Then there's another gzeira, and that is whether the smallest shir sukkah, according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rebbe, is the amount of space, the smallest shir is rosh of Arubo, or is it rosh of Arubo v'shulchano? Amar Marzutra Mason Nisa Nami Deka. You could also infer this, says Marzutra, from the Mishnah. Midiktani, Beis Shammai Poislam Beis Hillel Machshirin. The Mishnah says that Beis Shammai holds its possible, Beis Hillel holds its kosher. Yim Isa. Beis Shammai Omrim Lo Yatzo, Beis Hillel Omrim Yatzo, Mi Boilei. And if you held that there was no machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of the minimum size of the sukkah, so then in such a case, the issue is, if you have a table that's sitting outside the sukkah, whether you yotze or not, v'im isa, and if you hold that machlokis is only about the case in which there happens to be the table sitting outside of the sukkah, Beis Shammai omrim lo yotze, Beis Hillel omrim yotze mi ba'ilei, then it should just discuss whether you yotze mitzvah or not. The fact that says possible, the Mishnah there says that Beis Shammai holds that it's possible, is mashma that we're dealing with a shear as well. Ve'elakasha misha haya. At the same time, the Gemara says, but why then does the Mishnah describe misha haya? Somebody that was
There, it sounds like it's an issue whether he was Yotzi or not. As opposed to the minimum shear, it should say a sukkah with the minimum shear. Says the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom, La'olam betarte pligi. Pligi besukkah ktana, u pligi besukkah gdola. They're arguing about the minimum shear sukkah, as well as arguing when the sukkah is large and the tables inside the house. Chisurei mechsera v'hachi ktani. And there's something missing in that Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches that quotes this machloikis. What's missing? V'hachi ktani. This is what it should say. Misha Yerosh of Ruba Basukha, Vishulchan Bisoch Abayis, Vishamim Lo Yatsu, Bisalom Yatsu. Visha'ena, that's one machlokis, comma. And then there's machlokis two in the Mishnah. Visha'ena machzek is Elkade Rosh of Ruba Bilvad, and if it only holds the Rosh Verubo, Bishamai Poslin, Ubeisilo Machshirin. Bishamai would say Posel, and Beisilo would be Machshir, such a sukkah. As we mentioned in the introduction to the daf, our Gemara is now going to jump into discussing the minimal shiurim for many other requirements of halacha. You want to continue 6 lines from the bottom. Man tana lahadu tana rabbanan, bayis she'ein bo arba amas al arba amas, potem min amazuzah. Once we spoke about the minimal width and breadth for a sukkah, now we begin to discuss for other halachos as well. A house that doesn't have 4x4 amas is exempt for mezuzah, umin hamaka, as well as the requirement to put a fence on one's roof. That only applies to a roof of a home that's 4x4 amis. Another halacha that's dependent on something that's the size of 4x4, ve'ena mitame binigoyim, that if a house is less than 4x4, it does not have the halachos of nige batim, tzaras. Ve'ena nechlat bebatei arechama. It's also not redeemed like Bate Orechoma. The halacha is that a house that was sold in an area that's surrounded by a wall, so then the seller is allowed to redeem the house within 1 year after the Mechira. However, if he doesn't do it, so then in such a case, it stays in the hands of the Lokeach forever. In contrast to a field that is bought, so then in such a case, the seller is not allowed, unlike a home, he's allowed to redeem it in the first year. He's not allowed to redeem it in the first 2 years. He's allowed to redeem it from him afterwards, as well as during Yovel, when the Yovel occurs, then the field returns back to the original owner. That's the expression, ve'ena nechlat bebatei arechama. When it comes to a bayis barechoma, there is a hachlota, it becomes absolute. If the house is not redeemed, it never returns to the seller. In contrast to karka, it does. So here the halacha is that it doesn't have a din of bayis, of hachlota bebatei arechoma, and as Rashi explains in Dibra Masel ve'ena nechlat, it returns to the original owners when Yovel arrives. Another halacha in a house that is less than 4x4, ve'en chozrin alav me'orcha al-melchama. The Torah describes in Sefer Devarim that a man who has just built a new house, so then in such a case he goes back and he doesn't stay in war if he so desires. If he built such a small hut, then in such a case that's not a halachic house. Ve'en ma'arvin bo, ve'en mishtatvin bo. There isn't a requirement to make an Eruv. Simply put, the halacha of Eruv Echatzeros is that if you have a bunch of houses, midrabanan, they're not allowed to carry in the chotzer that they shear because it resembles a Rishus HaRabim on some level, and the Torah wants us to join together on Shabbos. And for that reason, all the houses need to make an Eruv to join their homes together to be able to carry in the chatzer as well as in each other's apartment. The halacha, though, only applies to someone who has a house of halachic significance. If it's less than 4 amis, then that does not qualify. The halacha is not only when it comes to a chatzer that you need to make an eruv, but also when it comes to a mavui. A mavui is something that has a few different chatzeros opening to it, something along the lines that we would call a dead-end street that's closed on three sides, has chatzeros surrounding all three sides. So each one of the chatzeros also need to join in what's called a shitufei mavos. What happens if one of the chatzer, Rashi explains six lines from the bottom, only has one home, and that home is less than dalet al dalet amos? So then that's not choshev, and therefore there is no requirement for it to join in the shitufei mavos. And if all the other chatzeros with homes that are larger by 4x4 have already joined in, then that would be enough to be able to carry in the mavui. Ve'im anichim bo erev. The erev needs to be put somewhere, and it has to be put in one of the homes. It can't be put in a home that's less than 4x4. The market news on top of Gimel on the base. Ve'in osin osa ibur ben shtei ayaros. The halachi is that a building can join together two cities. It could create a boundary of a city, and therefore, if you have the home on the boundary of the tchum of one city, as well as sitting on the boundary of the tchum of another city, and Rashi gives us the detail of how we learned in Erevin, you cheshbon the tchum, in such a case, then if it's a house that's larger than 4x4, they're now considered one area with one tchum. And all of both cities are considered one large area. And there's no issur to go from one city to the next. However, if the house that's joining the two together is less than 4x4, then it doesn't have the power. Ein osin osa ibur ben shtei ayaros. Ve'ein ha'achin v'shut v'cholkin bo. We learn in Maseches Bava Basra that there is a concept of brothers who inherit or partners separating, that sometimes a corporation is dissolved. And similarly, the Torah and the Chazal teach us the halachas of dissolving a partnership of a home, of dividing a chatzer in half. That division only makes sense if there is a home or a chatzer which is 4x4. If it's less than 4x4, then it's not something that's divisible. Says the Gemara, Lema Rebbe Hiveloi Rabbanan. It seems from this halacha, all of the above halachas that we keep on emphasizing 4x4, that seems to be consistent with the shita of Rebbe. Because Rebbe also emphasized 4x4. We learned on Amud Aleph in regards to Sukkah. We learned about 20 lines from the bottom. First word on line was V'tanya Idach, that Rebbe said, Kol Sukkah Sheim Bo Dalet Al Dalet is Pasul. So that seems to be consistent with this idea that 4x4 is the criterion for an area to be considered significant in regards to being a dwelling for so many halachos. So maybe it would seem that the same would apply in regards to Sukkah. Says the Gemara, afilu teim rabbanan. No, we could say that the above brisa that told us all these 4x4 requirements follow even the rabbanan who say it's not necessary to have 4x4 when it comes to Sukkah. Even smaller than a breadth and width of 4x4 is going to be kosher according to the rabbanan. Afilu teim rabbanan. Ad kan lo kamri rabbanan hasam. The rabbanan say less than 4x4 is kosher in regards to Sukkah, but possible for all the other above things that we mentioned. Why? Elalin yin Sukkah diras arayhi. When it comes to Sukkah, so there the whole mitzvah is to live the diras arayhi. We have this idea expressed on Beis Amud Aleph, where Rav had mentioned about 12 lines from the bottom, Amra teira kol shivas hayom tse mi diras keva v'shev mi diras arayhi. The fact that the mitzvah is shivas yomim is a requirement to live bidiras arayi, in a temporary dwelling. Al pi Chassidus and Kabbalah, we say that you're supposed to realize that a diras arayi is really a diras keva. That's the whole idea, that we internalize a notion that what we think is kvius in this world is really not, and the kvius of this world is really arayi. And that is, a person internalizes that the real kvius is not a bodily or a gashmius kvius, but rather is a kfius in ruchnius. So therefore, says the Rabbanan, when it comes to Sukkah, there the whole mitzvah is to live diras arayi. So for that reason, even 4x4 would qualify. Aval gabe bayis, but when it comes to a home, in other words, all of these other halachos are agdaros of what's called a shem bayis, to diras kevahu, filu Rabbanan moda, diis beidalad al dalad. That there's a rule of thumb, the way this world works, in this Kashmir's world, you can't get the same price for a house that's thousands and thousands of feet large for a house that's less than 4x4 amos. That a house that's 4x4, generally people don't live in. Dalet al dalet has a shame bias. Dairi bay inshi, viloi loi dairi bay inshi. But if not, then in general, people don't live there. Two dots. The Gemara now continues 8 lines from the top. On Gimel Amud Beis Amar Mar. We learned in the above brisa. We translate and explain what all those things are. previously. My time, what's the reason that all of these things don't apply to a house that's less than 4x4 amis? The bias ksivu, because the Torah refers to it as a bias, and less than 4x4 amis is does not qualify as a bias. And the Gemara adds, bikulu. It's the word bias is written in all of those cases. In other words, when the Torah speaks about them, we just said this morning, that mezuzahs need to be connected to a home. So that's the reason for the above halachos. What about the others? These are dinei derabbanan. My taima, there there's no expression of the Torah bias. Here there's another agdar, delo chazila dira, because those things are normally not used for living quarters. Less than 4x4 amos are not used for living quarters. However, asks the Gemara, Eruve chatzeres emenichem bo, avos shituf menichem bo. The Braisa seem to say you can't put an Eruv chatzeros inside of the house that's less than 4x4. But shitufe mevos, that we explained earlier, where you join together all of the chatzeros you put into one of the houses, there you're allowed to. My time, what's the reason that over here we're not makbid on dalid by dalid? Says the Gemara, the lo garim chotzer shevim mavli, because it's no less than a chotzer itself, which is in the mavli. The snan, as we learned in Ervin on Pehe on the base, say ruve chatzeres bechotzer shitufe mavli bemavli. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that ruve chatzeres is placed in a chotzer and shitufe mavli is placed in a mavli. Vavinam, but we asked, Eruve chatzeros bechatzer, the requirement to put Eruve chatzeros is to put it in a chatzer vatanad. But didn't we learn that you're not supposed to put in the chatzer? I know saying Eruve bebeis shar, achsadu mepeses, eina eruv. The word mepesets might be familiar. In modern Hebrew, that's a mepeset, it's a porch. The point is, then all of the above places, a portico, an entranceway, all of those things are not acceptable place to place the Eruv. Rather, it has to be placed in a house. Also, another halacha, the Mishnah there adds, in Eruvin, Vador Sham Eina Oser. And if there's one person who's living in a Merpesas, he's living on a porch, and he doesn't join in the Eruve Chatzero, so then in such a case, he doesn't make everybody Oser. So, the Gemara asks, what do you mean that Eruve Chatzeros could be put in a Chatzer? It's not true. Ela Eima, Eruve Chatzeros bebayis shebechatzer. Eruve Chatzeros is placed in the bayis of the chatzer. V'shitufe mevos bebechatzer shebemavui. In contrast to shitufe mevos, there you don't need to place in the house. As long as you put in the chatzer, it's going to be acceptable, even though it's not under a roof. And therefore, v'hai lo gar michatzer shebemavui. The reason why shitufe mevos could be put in a place that's less than 4x4 is just like the halach is that shitufe mevos could be placed in a chatzer itself, so too it could be placed in an area that's not 4x4. Period. Gemara continues 20 lines from the bottom on Gimel Amebeis ve'inoise noise ibur ben shtei ayaroise. The halach is that a house that's less than 4x4 cannot be used to join together the two cities, as we explained above, as we learned on the first line in Gimel Amebeis, da filu kiburginin lo mashvinin le. It's not even considered a burginin. What is a burginin? Rashi explains 5 lines into the wide that it is a hut that is made out of bamboo where watchmen sit and guard. Think of a guard's hut, but in those days it wasn't made out of wood or cement, it was simply made out of reeds. Says the Gemara that a house that's less than 4x4 is not even considered like a borgen, because the halacha is, when it comes to Erevin, that on Nun Hei Amebeis we learn that bargaining has the ability to join the two cities together. Says our Gemara, but house that's made out of much stronger material, if it's less than 4x4, doesn't have the ability to join together. Why not? My time up. Borgenin chazin milsayu, v'haylo chazin milsayu. A borgenin has a purpose. It's used for watchmen. A house that's built that's less than 4x4 serves absolutely no purpose. If it was built as a watchman's home, so a watchman's area, so then the watchman sits there, but he's not going to call that his dwelling. As a watchman's area, it's acceptable. But as a bias, there's no chaloy shame bias, doesn't have identity of bias, and therefore, it doesn't do anything in regards to joining the two cities together. We also learned if it's less than 4x4, ve'ena achim v'ashutun cholkimbo, that the brothers and the partners don't divide it. Taima de les pe dalet amis, hoitz pe dalet amis cholkin. The mashmos is that if it's entirely the estate is four amos, then it would be divided. Even if you're dividing four amos into two. But then we learn Baba Basra Yud Aleph Amin Aleph in Chol Kines Achot Zahar Shiyeh Ba'arba Amis Lezeh, Arba Amis Lezeh. The requirement is not that it be four amos and then divided to two amos, but rather it be eight amos. And each one would get four amos. So it seems to contradict what we have learned above. Ela Eima Eimbo Din Chaluka Kechotzer. That the halachi is that there is no din chaluka like a chotzer. What do we mean like a chotzer? The Amar Avuna chotzer lefi psicha mischalekes. That when it comes to a courtyard, it's divided by its opening. Rashi explains what we're talking about is the following case. Let's say there were brothers that were dividing a larger estate that had a few homes on it. And on the estate, there were three different homes. One was a mansion, the other were two houses. How do they divide the area in front of those houses? Do we say that the one who took, Rashi doesn't talk about two houses, he talks about three houses, the one who took three small houses, and there's another who took one large house, the one who took three small houses gets an area in front of the house, three areas, versus the one who took the large house gets one area? Or do you say that since it was an equal division, that the large house was worth $999,000, and the other one, all the other three were each worth $333,000. So in such a case, the division is an equal division. The chatzer, therefore, is also divided equally as well. Or do you say the fi psicha mischalekes? That's the opinion of Huna. Rav Huna says, six lines from the bottom on Gimel Mabez, Chatzer fi psicha mischalekes, that the Chatzer is divided based on the openings that are in front of it. While Rav Chisda disagrees, Rav Chisda Amar Noisen called Pesach u Pesach Arba Amis, each Pesach gets four Amis, Vashar Cholkin also Beshovet, and the rest of it is divided equally. This halacha that we had learned, that you give each one of the houses a Pesach, Dahani Mili, says the Gemara, the Bayis Lamahavika Avina Le Chotzer. Hi, the Lamistar Koi, Lo Yavina Le Chotzer. When it comes to a normal home that's more than 4x4 Amos, so then each home is entitled to its own Shir Pesach, according to Rav Chisda, of Dalet Amos. However, if we're talking about a home which is so small that it's less than 4x4 amis, that's a home that's not going to last. It's still a mistar koi, that it's going to eventually be knocked down because it has no purpose. So then in such a case, the child that would get such a home that has less than 4 amis, in such an instance, he does not get a separate Pesach from the chatzer to be ascribed to that home, because that home does not have significance. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, that's what we meant when we said, ve'ena achin v'ashutvin cholkin bo, that the achin and shutvin, when they divide, in terms of calculating the chatzer area as corresponding to those different houses, the house that's smaller than 4 amis does not get its own chatzer area, because it's the mister koi. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Sukkah.